bet. Okay. We live.
Hey, welcome in. Appreciate y'all for tuning in to another episode of Riley.Avenue. No, I'm just kidding. This is another episode of the Rich Dream Show, man. Coming at you, sponsored by none other than the Now Legacy Network. Make sure you're tuning in with the Now Legacy Network. Make sure you're catching up with them for all types of podcasts, for Black entrepreneurial news, for metaverse inquiries, everything they got popping over there at the Now Legacy Network. And of course, they got the Rich Dream Show over there. You can catch us every Friday live streaming on their Facebook at 7 p.m. As well, of course, want to shout out the brand, Rich Dreams Apparel. Make sure you're tapping in with us. Go to your Etsy shop. That's Etsy.com /shop/ Rich Dreams. We appreciate our special guest coming in. Of course, you got your host, Big Dog. You got your co-host. What's your name there, co-host?
G, man. It's G.
Young G. And then, of course, our special guest for today, we got Riley.Avenue, Miss Novocaine, Miss Alexis Young. What's going on?
What's going on?
Nothing much. Appreciate you for coming in the building with us.
The second introduction.
Right.
We're going to have a good time. as y'all know, players mess up too. I had a little technical difficulties, but we good. We back in the place now. And very excited to have you on. Appreciate you for sharing with us your new business venture that you're doing, Riley.Avenue. This is a cool thing that you're doing. Kind of tell us, G, I think you had a question on the name.
Yeah. I was just trying to see, you know, what inspired the name or where the name came from. Oh, Lord, she off camera? Now what's going on?
Hold on. Let me put my phone on. Let me put this on Do Not Disturb.
All right. Okay. So, yeah, G, I think you said you had a question starting off. Go ahead, my man.
Yeah, no, I was just trying to see, you know, what inspired you, you know, to name your business Riley.Avenue.
Yeah, you say, is that like your kid or something? Or
no,
where did that come from?
a previous relationship, you know, that was okay. I thought that would have become my last name, so why not? You know, build our legacy like that, but it didn't happen like that, so we're sticking to the name, whatever. Anyway, moving forward,
okay. One more question on that. How long were y'all together?
2 years.
Okay.
I did not expect that. I don't know why.
You did not expect what?
That it was gonna be something like that. That caught me off guard. I ain't gonna lie.
Not at all, bro. I swear to God, I did not think that at all. That's that, yeah. It's just that's unique for sure.
Well, cool. So you got that. I believe it's something that you just recently started as well, correct?
Yeah, we launched officially March 15th was our official opening day. So not even a week yet.
To my birthday month. All right. Yeah. That's what's up. So while I get your site pulled up, I know it's got to do with fashion, but kind of tell me what exactly it is that you do. I believe it's like a boutique style.
Yeah. Okay. It's a women's boutique. Right now we got a few sets, a few purses, a few accessories, well, shades, not necessarily like accessories, but we will eventually have everything from clothes to shoes to bags to accessories, whatever you're looking for, we will eventually get our inventory up to that level. But you know, you got to start somewhere. So
that's what's up.
Yeah,
I see you getting your start off here with the reels and everything and putting it together. And
yeah,
that's
trying to get a little content, a little customer engagement.
Okay. Yeah. So I see you got definitely a unique styling about everything that you're doing. Kind of talk about where you get your inspiration for the looks Is it like you want to do like more of a prompt and prissy type of look, or are you looking for something that's a little bit more down to earth in your styling?
So like for me personally, if it was just, if I was styling for me, everything would be real chill, real down to earth, real relaxed. But I know everybody is not a tomboy like me, so I want to have everything for everybody. All things bad bitches, like across the board, whether you're prissy, whether you're chill, whether, you know, you get your little, what is it called? Like your little loungewear, just a normal set, throw you on a cute pair of kicks in a bag and accessorize it like that. So I just want to be able to have something available for everybody's style. And that makes it easier for me with my inventory selection, because I'm very indecisive and I'm very like, what's the word that I can use? Like I'm very like flexible when it comes to my fashion. So like I my looks are not always the same. So when I choose my inventory, I look at stuff for me, but I look at stuff for like what I see the girls wearing as well. And so with me being as open with my selection as I am, it makes me not have to be like limited. And like I said, because I'm indecisive, that helps me as well. So I can pick a little bit of everything.
I think that's cool though. Like, I think you see a lot of people wearing similar styles these days. So it's cool to see something where it's like, okay, this is a relaxed look. It ain't looking like she trying to go to fashion week or whatever, but at the same time, you still look good. Still has a feel and everything.
Right. That's what, I want to be able to have some, a little bit of everything for everybody.
No doubt.
Yeah,
but it's so it's women's only, right? I can't give me a feel. Okay, all right, bet.
I mean, you get on there, find you a little, you got a little boo. You know,
Your mom might have some a lady or two I could shop for.
A lady or two.
What's that coming up?
Okay. Oh, true that.
You mentioned with any baby
mama? No baby mamas, thank goodness. Okay. All right. Not that there's anything, you know, you got to put the disclaimer.
You got a mama.
Unfortunately, rest in peace, my mama gone.
Oh, your mom did pass.
Yeah.
I forgot.
No, man, I got some stand-in moms that definitely I could probably shout for as well. Yeah. But definitely, fellas, if you're in the look, get your baby mom some, because ain't nothing wrong with having a baby mom.
Or your wife.
Or your wife, for sure. Yeah.
Or if you're dating. Chick.
Whoever,
you know,
all factions,
all things bad bitches. If you got your bad bitch in your life, go shop for her.
Raleigh Avenue don't discriminate. Everybody
welcome. Period. Yeah.
Wait. So let me get this straight real quick. So you sell the clothes, and also you will style the person.
Person has something on my page, if you see something on my page that you're not absolutely sure how to put it together. I will put it together for you. I will get online and find pieces. And I pick your brain. It's not necessarily like, oh, I like this. Like,
right.
I might send you a tennis shoe. I might send you a heel. I might send you a flat. Like, whatever it is. And so once you tell me, okay, yeah, I like this shoe, then I might go and find the earrings and the bag and the whatever else to accessorize with what you base your liking off of.
That's dope.
And then with your services, is it subscription based, or do they just do a la carte, or how do they purchase from you?
So for you, are you saying like as far as the consulting or the styling?
So it's two different services that you offer.
No, she's right, saying so we have, sell and she will style if you need.
Right. So if you purchase an outfit from me, you need help putting it together, I will 100% style it for you just as a courtesy of you supporting my business.
Okay.
I'm not gonna charge you or anything extra.
Well, no, but if you
just want an outfit put together, if you're not purchasing anything for my boutique, if you want me to do some work and you ain't purchasing nothing from my boutique, I will have a consulting fee.
For sure.
But if you come in, you say, hey, I like this outfit, I'm not exactly sure how to put it together, you know, I'll work with you because you supported my business. So as a courtesy to you as my customer, and now I've been working in customer service since forever. So I'm not a people person. but I get along with people when it comes to like professionalism. I guess
right.
I don't really know.
Nah, I get you.
So I work in the service industry, and right. I love to be of service to people. You know, you scratch my back, I scratch yours, and you know, like I just think that it's a pleasure of mine to do it, but then also it just, you know, like somebody said, where you got your outfit from? That's an outfit that I didn't sell, and possibly a consultation that I didn't sell. You know, if you don't see nothing in here that you like, but you want me to find you something else. So,
And you know what? That's a great service to be offering, especially to women, because a lot of times they don't really know.
Indecisive as hell.
Yeah, and then it's like, I've heard that if you get a compliment from another woman, that's top tier. That's how you know you're doing it right, or, you know, something like that. So,
yeah, because all girls don't be girls.
Right.
Yeah, so.
So, that's shout out to you for giving a service to the girls.
Yeah, of course.
No, it'll make you lose your head, man. How great. Man, it's been a time this evening, y'all. But we enjoy it. We going in. We here with Riley.Avenue, Miss Novocaine. I wanted to ask you as well, at the peak of where you see it going, what would you want Riley.Avenue to become?
I want it to be bigger than my dining room. I want it to be that. I don't know if y'all can see my little inventory back there. But I just, like I said, eventually I want to be able to offer everything in my store, from clothes to shoes to accessories. I want a storefront, if not more than one. But you know, you gotta start somewhere, and right now I don't want the overhead. I can't afford the overhead, so
right.
I'll use the overhead that I'm already paying for.
For
and
sure.
We're gonna get it popping off up in here.
Yeah.
So yeah. But you know, and eventually I would like to do like a juniors brand, like let my girls do them, like a children's boutique.
Yeah.
But you know, I gotta start somewhere with me and figure out the ropes, you know, on my end, and then
for sure
show them that, you know, if this is something that you want to do, you don't have to work for anybody else, because this was supplement my second job. Like, this income was me, like, not working two jobs and me working one job, starting a business, and this is supplement my second income. So, yeah.
You know what it sounds like? You just described the rich dream, man. nah, for real. That's what we basically base it off of, is doing something that you love to do. And like you're saying, it might not be enough to supplement your whole income right now, but it's a means of you making a way and providing. So that's fire right there.
Yeah. Like I said, I get to shop every day and I don't feel guilty. Even if I don't buy nothing, like I'm putting together, like, and my biggest pet peeve is like when I put something in my cart and I don't check out, and then I go back to check out and add it to my inventory and it's sold out.
So
all my girls opening a boutique, if you want to open a boutique, free game. When you put it in your cart, buy that shit. Don't wait, because you're going to go back and it may or may not be there. And I'm talking about like all the pieces that I've absolutely loved, everybody else loves them too, because they sell the fuck out.
That's fine.
Yeah.
So you probably say that's a good method to have in business in general, huh?
What's that?
Just when you see something and you think it's going to be a good thing for your business, go ahead and go for it.
Yeah. Don't wait. Like I always said, you know, we've been doing this coming on 3 years now, with our clothing brand. But I always say, man, anybody that's wanting to get into this, I always tell them like, yo, make sure you're financially able so that you can do it exactly how you want to do it. You know, that way if you put it in the cart, oh, I got the money for it, because I'm straight financially to invest in something like this. So nah, for sure, don't wait on it. I'll go with your move. As long as you can afford it, go with your move, man.
Shout out. That's what's up. So We know you had started this as a like a secondary career. Also, I know you as well as an artist, Miss Novelty. Yes, ma'am. Now, are you still doing music, or is that?
I have not done anything in a while. Like, almost like, I mean, minus a few freestyles here and there, but as far as like going to the studio, so like it's been like almost 2 years.
I got you. And you know what? I didn't caught some of your freestyles though. You do be going hard though, for real.
Well, I appreciate it.
No, for sure. I was just gonna ask if that had like any influence on what you was doing with the fashion as well.
No, not at all.
That's just completely separate thing.
Yeah. No, I when I first started doing it, like, you know how we used to sit in the, I don't even remember, we used to sit in the cafeteria and we used to always beat on the table and be fucking rapping in the cafeteria, in the atrium.
Heard it up.
So I always knew that I could put some shit together just playing around. So I know, like, when I sit down and I actually, like, want to put some shit together, I can put some shit together. And so I still used to always just do it for fun. I never really wanted to do it as a career. So like my dad, being from Houston, you know, he know like a lot of like local artists or whatever. And so like, he didn't even know that I could rap like that. And my dad used to, he does music as well. And so like, he got wind from like one of his homeboys following me on Instagram, and basically was like, yeah, I heard your daughter going off on a freestyle. So he got wind of it and he wanted to take it like full force. And I was like, okay, you know, like I feel like I got potential, da 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 da. But what I found out is like, they say do something that you love for a living. I don't think I love music that much because like, it was fun as a hobby. But then when I started doing it, like trying to pursue it for real, I was like, nah, like, yeah. I don't want to do this. Like, yeah. And then also like having him try to be like my management and my plug, like it clashed because he wanted to be daddy. He never can. Even with me at 31 years old, I have 2 children of my own, and he still wants to treat me like
a baby, man.
No,
that's a hard dynamic to jump across, honestly.
Very much so.
But that's what's up, though. Now, do you have a favorite artist or favorite rapper, hip hop person?
I just love music. I just love music. If I hear a song and it's a bop, I don't care what genre it is, I'm a jam that bitch and I'm gonna wear that bitch out. I don't even know this man's name. I just freaking heard the song one day and went and downloaded it, and it's playing in my head right now. Okay. I don't know what genre it is. I don't even know his name. I just know the song.
So you rock on like SoundCloud and Spotify and stuff like that, because that's where you can find a lot of just dope stuff, but it might not be mainstream.
Not really. I'm on Apple Music, but like I'll be working, I hear a song and I'll Shazam it, or I'll Google the lyrics, like if find out what song it is and go download it. But yeah, I just love music. It don't matter what genre it is. And I'm not just like a super fan of anybody, which is weird, as much as I love music. Unless I just got like a crush on them. Like if it's like my celebrity crush, then that's my favorite artist.
That's kind of like how G is in basketball. We don't never really like one team, but it's just like, I love the game. We'll follow certain people or whatever, right. But yeah. Now, of course, what's going on really crazy right now in hip hop is the J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, I guess we could say Drizzy, but technically not Drizzy because he ain't saying shit.
Wait, so you don't like Sexy Red?
I love Sexy Red.
I knew it.
What made you say you knew it though?
Because I always been like her, bro.
I love a good ratchet bob.
How could you not? That's what I want to know. How could you not? What is it that you don't enjoy about the Hood Hottest Princess, sir?
Sexy Red.
Yeah, I'm intrigued. How could you not love her?
Yeah, seriously. Considering where you grew up at, We love a good hood ratchet bop, and she just sampled Hurricane Chris. Hey, what you got going?
Hey, don't
bring it up. That's what I'm talking about. Wait, put it back in there. Let him know where we from. Because he done been out in Dallas for a little bit. He think he high society now.
So the thing is, like, I just don't, like, she just, to me, she's just not a good rapper like that. Yeah, she make catchy hooks and stuff like that. Like, yeah.
Very.
She's a vibe. She just,
okay.
You're old. Come on, man.
No, you can't convince me.
Different. She ain't doing nothing different than Soulja Boy because y'all was out here. You.
Not me. I was never doing that shit. Hell nah. A lot of niggas was. Don't get me wrong, but hell nah.
Ain't no camera phone. Ain't no grainy camera phone, flip phone footage of you cranking up.
Never been a
dancer.
Not a dancer at all. Never been one.
See, and I'm a dancer. So that's another thing they gave me about her.
Yeah.
I've always been a dancer.
So you did a little challenge and stuff like that? You ain't do a challenge?
No, I got a real grown man on my side. I be trying to.
Oh, he ain't playing that. Yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
Hey, you go, man. Oh yeah, she texted my boy. I say you doing a challenge. Nah, my nigga. Ain't
what's the challenge? I ain't even heard of the challenge.
She's challenging all the girls to twerk off.
Yeah, it's like a little twerk off to the song.
Okay,
the
song.
Yeah.
It's not even about him not playing it because he allowed me to be me. But when you have a certain level of respect for yourself and there for the person that you're dealing with, you know, I'm gonna turn all day long in the living room for him.
Right. To see. You ain't gonna pass for that's my point. You ain't gonna put
don't let G win. No,
look, come kick that in her back. Shit, I catch her recording herself.
You crazy, man.
But nah, I'm gonna listen to it. We on the phone. Giddy sexy. That's all you hear all day long.
Oh so, Lord, man.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back to
popping though. Yeah. She popping though. I ain't gonna lie, she popping. She popping.
I wanted to ask as well with your business. Is there an official website as well, or they contact you through the Instagram? What's your direct website here?
It's RaleighAvenue.com. The link is in the bio on both of my pages, my personal page and my business page. But it's simply just RaleighAvenue.com.
All right.
Would you be open to having some of your merch inside a store out here in Texas, in Dallas?
Sure. I'm open to any opportunity to get my name out there.
Okay. So we have our merch in this it's a store in Redbird Mall in Dallas called Ramirez Market. We'll give them your contact, man, and see if y'all can come up with something and you can ship them some merch. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's what it's about, man. Shout out to Ramirez Market. That's what we want to do, man. We want to network, everybody be putting together on one accord and getting us elevated.
No doubt.
For sure. So of course you're saying you want to go forward, you want to have bigger businesses, a storefront possibly in the future. What is your next thing that you're working on, like currently, that we may not know about that your clients and everybody can look forward to?
New arrivals. We got new arrivals coming within the next 2 weeks, I give or take.
It's lit.
So we got some new arrivals rolling out, trying to get some dresses out there for the girls, little brunch, little beach yacht party, whatever you got going on type attire. So we're going to try to stick to, you know, the seasons and the trends and the colors and, you know, the shit that's popping in the season. So we're going to try to stay in season. We're going to try to stay up to date. We're going to try to keep some hot shit online.
You're gonna do it. It's about to be that skiing out weather, so
yeah,
definitely gonna be able to put some nice looks together for the ladies, man.
Grace West pants season is over. It's sundress season.
our time is past, sir.
Oh
man, nah, y'all got it, man. Ain't gonna lie about it. I ain't mad about seeing sundresses come out the woodwork, the shorts, none of it.
I bet you not.
Calm down, man. It's still in Pampers, bro. You ain't got to worry yet.
Nah, man. I don't even want to think about nothing like that.
I know it, brother. I know. It's going to be all right.
Yeah.
Trying to think if I think I had one more thing for you. For somebody that's getting into your field, what's a obstacle that you've had to overcome already that you can kind of warn them against?
Just feeling like for me, I had people like close to me, like in my circle, that I felt like would have been my main supporters. Okay. And zero of those people have bought anything from my boutique. So be prepared to the people that are cheering you on, the people that are reposting, the people that are doing all of this stuff, be prepared for them not to support you in a way where they actually purchase something from your boutique. And just basically just wrap your mind around, you know, like all support is still support. You know, they don't have to be purchasing something. Obviously, you know, you want to get to the bag and you want people to support you. But don't get let down from, because that was one, like, I literally had, like, my guy friend, he owns a store as well. And, like, that was one of the conversations that we were having. And he had to tell me, like, in the beginning, nobody that I was close to supported me. And my feelings were kind of hurt a little bit about it because I expected it to support.
So understandably so, yeah.
Don't. If they do, they do. If they don't, they don't. And you just keep pushing. You keep pushing. All of my sales have come from people that, like, somebody from high school that I haven't talked to in years, like, on my very first day, bought something from my boutique, which was surprising when I seen their name pop up on my Shopify store. I'm like, that was surprising, you know? Right. So, but just keep pushing. And it's not going to all happen in one day. You know, like, have, like, for me, marketing, I struggle with marketing. And so I expected, you know, what I expected from the people who I was talking to, word of mouth. But, you know, you got to kind of meet people where they are. And just keep pushing regardless. One sale, 10 sales, no sales. You invested in this, you believed in this, you put your plan into action, and you keep pushing, period.
Yeah. Yeah. How long has it been since you launched?
May 15th, so almost coming up on a month. I mean, March 15th, I'm sorry. Coming up on a month.
Okay. So you fresh in it. All of that you said is very, very true, man. You know, being from Nagatives, you from Nagatives, right? Or you lived there for a while?
Yeah, so originally I'm from Houston. I moved to Nacogdoches when I was 11. That's when I first met Ryan.
You said you moved to Nacogdoches when you're 11, and you how old now?
31.
Okay, so you from Nacogdoches too. So yeah. So
I knew that was coming.
I been back and forth.
Okay. Now, some serious stuff, though. Everything you said is true, man. For anybody that's wanting to get into this, and even you, don't stop doing it, man. Don't stop doing it. You know, shoot, man. To be honest, our first probably year and a half was like, you know, like you said, one day you might get a sale, you might get 5 or 6 sales. You might not get a sale for a whole week, you know, but we stay consistent. That's the one thing you got to do. Don't look for people back home to look out. You know, I've gotten way more support from people in Texas and people in other cities and other states that I don't even know. You know what I'm saying? Don't really know personally than people back home. I don't expect anything from them back home, to be honest. You know, but just consistency, man. Just stand with it, stand down. If you really want to see it, you want to see your dreams come true within your business, you just got to stay down, man. Stay consistent. Make sure you network. Hit the pop-ups out of state, in state. Like I say, just keep your foot on the gas, man. And I think from what I've seen of your brand, it really look like you have something going. So, like, if we can be of service in any way, like I say, I'll holler at homie that we got out here that, you know, in the store. I'll holler at him. We'll keep you tapped in on pop-ups out here if you want to do that. You know, that's on you. Ain't no pressure. You know, it's all about what you want to do.
Baby, I hop on that road.
You know.
Yeah, I hop on that road.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, man, we'll keep you updated with anything. Anytime also you can download Eventbrite. That's where you can find out all of what you may already know. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You can find out any pop-ups.
No, that's new. Excuse me, that's news to me. So I didn't
So any pop-ups, you can go, you can look up pop-ups in New York, you can look up pop any state, any city. Okay. But just try to expand your brand as much as you can, though. That's what I would say.
Okay. Man, look at us sharing this information.
Yeah, because I didn't know that.
What you gotta do for real?
This is
a lot of shit I didn't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm still learning. You're gonna continue to learn. Just continue to learn, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And you gotta be open to it. Like some people, I said, some people with the first, like I'm laying, like my first day of sales. Well, for my lunch day, like I didn't get a sale, and it was the person who bought the first thing. It was crazy. I didn't even expect them to buy shit, but they just was supporting. It was a guy. He bought three pairs. The guy that I'm talking to, he just bought three pair of shades and was like, you can keep them. You can put them back in your inventory. You can resell them. You can do whatever you want to do with it. I just want to support you. Yeah,
exactly.
Man, free game, fellas. If you gonna try to, you trying to flirt,
man.
Hey, pull up on the business and be like, "Hey, I'm a bodyist, but you ain't even gotta give it to me."
Baby, don't even worry about.
That's pure profit for you right there, baby.
Don't even worry about shipping it to me. Just keep
it. Yeah, that's
for sure though.
That's strong right there. That's strong.
That's cool.
Nah, but definitely shout out to you. Appreciate you for coming through with us, rocking with us on Rich Dreams. Is there any final words, anything that you want to let the people know? We got your website, and we got the handles, and we'll make sure and put them in our description of the show as well.
Just shop Raleigh Avenue. That's all I can say. Like I said, new arrivals coming, and I'll drop a flyer, you know, when they're like expected to release or when they release or whatever the case may be. Like I try to keep everybody notified about everything that we have going on. So yeah, follow us on Instagram, follow my personal page, follow my business page, and yeah, updates coming soon, new arrivals coming soon, and yeah, all things bad bitches is Raleigh Avenue. So let's go.
Hey.
So if you want to be a bad bitch, you trying to be a bad bitch, go shop Raleigh Avenue, get it seen.
Period.
Yeah.
It's affordable.
That's a bit. Remember Rich Dream sent you. Put you on that road. Put you on that avenue.
I might give y'all a little promo code.
Okay.
Hey, look, for real though. I gotta come shop with you. I gotta, you know, especially when you get the baby stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we're gonna get this up and running, and once I get my vendors and everything, because that's a struggle in itself too. So once I get my vendors, like, you know, find out who is consistent with the quality of the products, you know, and then I can start venturing off into some other stuff. But right now, this is my baby, this is my project, and this is what I'm working on as far as my craft and perfecting it.
So
that's good. So. Yeah, definitely got to work with the vendors because they be horrendous.
I bought a whole set of inventory and I didn't even list it on the site because I'm like, what the fuck is this shit?
Hey man, you gonna go? That don't happen every once in a while.
Yeah.
Hey, that shit almost turned me away from doing it.
What I wanted versus what I got.
Yeah.
For sure. Well, you make sure you keep going, keep grinding. We're gonna be looking forward to, you know, redoing your episode, seeing where the growth and the progress.
Sure.
So definitely we're gonna keep tapped in with you. We appreciate you again for coming in with us, Alexis. We're gonna holler. Oh, matter of fact, before you get out, give us who won the J. Cole Kendrick beat that we're about to get on.
It was crazy because I've been so tapped into the Grow Glorilla and JT beef. I ain't even really
I figured she wouldn't. Okay. Who won that for the women?
I'm still trying to figure out what the beef is now. Somebody said
supposedly they had a fight, right?
So they ain't keeping it to the music.
JT say Glorilla hit JT with a purse.
Oh. See, that's how you know actually women is the real gangsters, bro. Every man beef you see, it be all songs. Women be the ones in the streets, Nicki Minaj fighting Cardi and all that stuff. Like
they, We're gonna get out.
Tell me about that life.
Because it's the emotion. Women are
But you know what? They real though, because guess what? The women ain't really getting shot like that. See? These fake gangsters on that. They want to hurry up and shoot somebody. They ain't gonna throw no hands.
Yeah.
But that's women's out there squabbling.
And then gonna go drop a diss track about it.
All that.
I done dropped the diss track to my dad.
Okay. We appreciate you. You be easy.
All right. I'll see y'all later.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am.
No doubt.
That was fire right there. Shout out. Avenue for the Back Black Business. Shout out. Mm-hmm. Y'all make sure y'all go tap in with her.
Uh-huh.
As well, man. Like you said, man, make sure you tap in with our guys, man. Premier Market. That's right. Shop right there in Dallas. Tap in with him. Always got fire merch. Has his own clothing, but also carries a lot of just different dope, unique styles that you might just you won't see pretty much anywhere else.
Probably
not. And guess what? You can catch the Rich Dreams apparel in that thing. My head fell off, you know, but we rocking. You understand? So make sure you tap in. But yeah, man, back to it, dude. This has been an interesting. I don't even know. I guess you can say just kind of a continuation because K-Dot kind of been on everybody in the game, Nick, since he made a name for himself.
Here and there, I guess.
I mean, a lot of people would say he really changed the game, period, when he dropped that Control verse.
I don't think he changed anything. I think he just stirred up a lot of mess.
Really?
I don't think he changed anything. I think he just, you know, stirred up some stuff and,
okay,
you know.
Ruffles and feathers.
Nobody that he mentioned actually responded.
Right.
It's other people that he didn't mention responded. So, you know.
A lot of people said, like, he brought, like, that kind of competitiveness back to the game and made people go a little harder, though. Do you think that?
I don't think so. Because if that was the case, then women wouldn't be running the game right now.
Mm.
Yeah.
Dang, you got it. Hey. That's a good point. That's a good point.
That's fact.
Well, recently, if you've been following everybody, of course, J. Cole hopped on a track with Drake, first-person shooter. You know, it was him and Drake going back and forth, dropping bars. Cole uttered that, you know, I think it was like we the big three, J. Cole, Kendrick, or Drake. Drizzy, Kendrick, or me.
He mentioned that, you referenced to them being the big three. Yep.
And then, of course, Kendrick comes out on Future's new We Don't Trust You album with Metro Boomin. And in his feature, he basically saying, like, fuck the big three. Bitch, it's just big me. So that was a slug at Cole for dropping that reference. After that, first of all, where do you stand on the whole thing?
I thought we talked about that song last week, right?
Did we?
We kind of discussed the Like That track last week, right?
Okay.
No, I'm really asking. I'm thinking, did we?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't even know.
Well, as far as that track, I think to me, it seemed he was going more at Drake.
You know what it was? We was in the group message with that. That's what it was.
Okay, yeah, I do remember that. I think it seemed he was going more at Drake than J. Cole. He had a couple of, like you say, the fuck the big three is big me. And I think he said something about niggas linking up and stuff like that. So, yeah. I mean, those were direct references to J. Cole as well as Drake. But I mean, it was a cool verse. Don't get me wrong. I think the beat made it much harder than it would have been had it maybe been any other beat. You know, but it was a cool verse.
Yeah. I honestly think, yes, it was a shot, but I don't think it was like as hard as people made it seem. It was a cool bar, but it's just like, okay, what was really said? He basically saying, I'm the best. Feel like most rappers pretty much on every track be like, I'm the best.
Right.
And then after that, J. Cole fires back. He drops a project called Might Delete Later.
Right.
So in this one, he goes in what I think is like several songs that kind of punch at Kendrick.
I don't think so.
And then saying that, because I feel like J. Cole, he always drops, I feel like, bars where he basically talking to every rapper.
Yeah, so I can't really say that. I don't want to be that guy that's like, because it's funny that you said that, because I have like when the project dropped Friday, mm-hmm. you know, of course, I was listening to it that Friday morning, just letting it play in my suite. And, right. you know, a couple of clients came through that were, you know, they into music and into the rap beef stuff. And, mm-hmm. you know, they was kind of like, yeah, man, so, like Kendrick said this and that. And I'm just like, or J. Cole said this and that. And I'm just like, I ain't really see it like that. Like, I hear the line, like, I, you know, mm-hmm. I remember the line or the lines, but I didn't really look that far into it. And that's why I say with the rest of, besides the song that he actually dissed Kendrick on is 7 Minute Drill.
Sure.
That was clear cut. I don't see, in my opinion, I don't see why he would subliminally diss him, you know, diss Kendrick in particular mm-hmm. throughout the album if he was going to drop a diss track at the end at of the album. You know okay. what I'm saying? That's going directly at him. So right. I didn't really see it like that, but you know, people gonna take it and run with it how they always do.
Yeah, I mean, it could be either side of the coin, because I had the thought process at first of like
the whole thing was directed at him, like the whole tape, or
well, see, I'm thinking I don't know, because you know I never try to assume, because I don't know
exactly.
But my thought process was like, okay, if it is directed, and it's like, dang, you really had to dedicate a whole project to get that.
And see, that's where when you really don't know Cole.
Yeah.
Like, I've been listening to Cole since like 2009.
Right.
Like, I was on like his first mixtape. Well, his first mixtape that got any type of buzz to come up, you mm-hmm. know, which I'm pretty sure a lot of people don't even know about, never heard about. So he's never been. Over his whole career, he's never been a guy that was in any rap beef. So right. he's always been like a braggadocious, like, I'm the best, like, ain't nobody fucking with me with this rap. He's always been on that, you know. Yeah. But that's how I can be pretty sure that he didn't, you know, he wasn't dedicating the whole project to Kendrick.
Yeah.
You know,
and see, that's the thing. He's not. As we'll discuss in our next point, he's not really right. a diss not type a rapper. Rapper. No. So, and that's what I got to thinking about too. I was like, well, a lot of these songs probably premeditated. Okay. And which would make more sense is that he added that last one on there
right.
to like okay. exclamation point, let you know.
Like, okay, this is directed at him. What do you think about the track though?
I was just going to say, I do feel like Cole had the harder diss. I do feel like when he dropped that, he went up a little bit over Kendrick, because it didn't really and I ain't saying I agree, but just in terms of what the main people as a whole kind of see, he didn't tell no lies. First album, crazy, mad recognition. Second album, now I actually listened to Pimp a Butterfly. It is like a good album. It does have some classic stuff on there.
You say classic? Is it name one classic song on that album?
We gonna be all right.
You're right. But you're going to say, you can say that, but compared to anything on Damn, compared to anything on Good Kid.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, in terms of, like,
so
yeah.
Is it really a classic? Is what I'm saying.
Nah, I was saying this entirety, no.
Okay.
Now, it's got some classic stuff in there.
I would say good songs. It got a couple of good songs in there. I can't say classic. If we're going to put a standard, if we're going to say the standard is Good Kid, Mad City, right? Mm-hmm. Damn, right?
Yeah.
Which I love Damn. I jammed Damn for at least 2 years. No right. lie. I'll still listen to some shit off Damn today. And Good Kid, Mad City too, for sure.
Yeah.
Am I going to listen to We Gonna Be All Right? I'm probably not. And I like the song. Don't get me wrong. I like the song. And I feel you where you're coming from on that song.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that was maybe just the best song on that project. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You could call it that. That's fine. That's
I'm looking at the track list right now. And honestly, that's probably the only one I can really recall. Like what the actual lyrics are, how the melody goes.
Right. And that's the thing. Like, this is
besides the four free interview, because that shit make me laugh.
Okay,
this nigga ain't four free.
He always had cold interludes. He always had that. But like I say, am I gonna just jam? We gonna be all right?
No. And I think that's what he's saying. Like your second project slept on. Like, yeah, like the streets were really like on that, but you can't really equate that to successful either, because a lot of times streets just be ignorant, really.
Okay. So you saying that you think that the second album was slept on versus it just not being that good? That's what you think.
I mean, I guess it depends on what you're looking for. Because it definitely ain't no, oh yeah, I'm just going to cry it out to this. But in terms of just like a lyrically dope piece of work, yeah, he made a great hip hop album. He made a great hip hop.
We know he can rap. Like, that's a given. We know that. But as far as when I think about like classic, or I'm comparing to Damn or Good Kid, Mad City, it ain't that. Like,
yeah,
I'm thinking
of it like, okay, what can I put on? People gonna be vibing and know the words to, probably. Definitely
what,
not.
What
that.
Was what album was more impactful? Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
But like I said, that's why I think J. Cole won, because it's like, where was the lie?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, you can say you number one, and then the whole, you know. Basically, he said the only reason we talk about this is because of the diss. Like, the only reason you relevant is because you decay. Like, where are the features? J. Cole got features on features on, and I ain't talking about just no, oh yeah, he put out a verse. I'm talking about hard.
He got a Grammy off a feature with 21. So yes. I just think as far as the track. It was weird. Like I said, I've been listening to J. Cole for fucking 15 years now.
Yeah.
And it was weird to hear him actually like go at somebody on the track.
I ain't gonna lie, I was kind of thinking the same shit.
It was weird. It gave me like, it was like, from one side of things, it was like, oh shit, that nigga Cole, really? He really going at somebody? You know,
I ain't gonna lie, I loved it though.
I didn't mind it. I didn't mind it initially, but then at the same time, I was kind of like, he just don't seem comfortable on the track. That's kind of the feeling that gave me. And I think a lot of people had that feeling too, which is why a lot of people were saying, oh, he could have came harder. He could have came. I don't think Cole ever really wanted to do that, as he where they played the clip on, you know, social media this morning. Well, I seen it this morning, you know, where he was saying that, you know, that was goofy, like, because that's really not his character.
Mm-hmm.
That's really not his character. So, and when he said that, I was like, man, that nigga really didn't. It was just something about his.
That was gonna be my next point. You cool with him recanting?
Huh?
You cool with Henry Cannon?
Yes, because it's him, because of who he is. Now listen, because of who he is, because of who he is, think about it. He's never did this in his whole career, bro. Like, he's never, and people have said stuff here and there about him and whatever.
But that's because he say nobody wanted with him. He say nobody want to come at the job. Like he basically say nobody want to go at him, and somebody go at him, and now it's not in his character to go back.
Well, see, this is the thing though. I think it's more so if you listen to that whole clip or what was posted online. He said it really didn't even bother him like that, but he felt pressure from homies, fans, all his others to say something.
Right.
So that's kind of where I think now Kendrick would have just came out and said, man, fuck this bitch ass nigga J. Cole and blah, blah, blah. Of course, you know, but I think off of him just being on some, like, he really didn't even, and honestly, bro, I really didn't even, when the project dropped Friday, I was like, one of my clients told me about it, I was like, he dropped something? And that was like, yeah, he was like, he going at Kendrick, so I'm like, he going at Kendrick? I swear to God, I did not expect J. Cole to say anything. If he would have said anything, it would have just maybe been a light mention of the verse. But not really going at Kendrick. You get like kind of how he did with YB. I still want to give me a song with YB and all that. You know what I'm saying? Like something along those lines. I would have never thought he was gonna come the way he did. That surprised me, to be honest. And like I said, I think it was more so, well, like he said, more so because he really wasn't even bothered much by what was said. I think if anything, Kendrick went way harder at Drake.
Yeah. You know, so he actually mentioned his album title in there.
And
that's a good point because it's like he's a very at peace type of dude.
Yeah.
It ain't like he really just letting the outside stuff affect him much. Bro, but
the dude that walks around with no security, bro.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he worth.
You mentioned that on the new thing too. You forgetting that up, J. Cole. I'm like,
I'm sure this dude's worth near $100 million, bro. He walk around no security. Like, come on, man. Like this is. He ain't a typical rapper. He's not a typical rapper, man. He's not a typical rapper. Like, I don't think he remind me of how. Not remind me, but he make me think of how I would be. If I were a rapper and I were, on that level, like I wouldn't care about none of what them people saying like that. You know what I'm saying? Like I
just had that book, just wear any old garments.
Yeah, hey. Man, at that point, man, you got so much. Well, how much designer can you buy? You know what I'm saying?
That would be insane.
How much designer can you buy? Yep. You know, I'd be still wearing my own stuff, you know, for the most part.
I can dig that.
Yeah.
What
you think about the recant though? What you think about that?
That's soft, man.
You think it's soft?
That's soft, bro. Yeah. We in battle, bro. At the end of the day, even if you believe it, no, you can't show weakness, bro. Can't show weakness. Because like, what are we supposed to do with that? What are we supposed to do with that as fans, bro?
You know what a wise man once said.
Go ahead.
You know why it take a strong person to show compassion. You know who the wise man was?
Who? Huh?
Charleston White.
Man, this is hip hop. Ain't no compassion.
But every once in a while he will say,
"Oh man."
Every once in a while he'll say some shit and be like, "Okay, I agree with that." You know, but now on some real stuff like. check it out though. On some real stuff. I think sometimes it's okay, bro. It's okay to be like, nah, that was goofy. If you really felt like it was goofy, I'm gonna advise you, if you ever really feel like you did something goofy, don't keep going on with the goofy.
Yeah, don't lean into it.
That was goofy. I don't want to be that person. You know what I'm saying? I would expect you you as a grown man, as a mature man, as an intelligent man, if you've done something goofy and you feel, or if, even if you just feel like you did something goofy, we don't feel like it's goofy, of course, because to a degree, we want to hear the bars going back and forth. You know what I'm saying? We want to hear that.
We hear forward.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, but if he's saying, bro, I felt goofy doing that, that didn't even really, that those lines that he said in that song didn't really even bother me like that to, for me to do all of that, to try to invalidate what you did, invalidate him.
You know what I really feel? And you know what? That's what I feel. I feel like he really was like, yeah, I kicked his ass. I didn't really mean to hit him that hard.
And the thing is, he know he respect Kendrick as an artist, as one of the greats. You get what I'm saying? Like, he, Drake too.
Yeah.
You cannot, the numbers there, the bars are there, you can't, the impact is there, you cannot say that Kendrick is not one of the greats to ever do it.
And in somewhat of a shorter time span than the rest of the big three.
Nah, well, I think J. Cole,
as far as like mainstream success,
a year apart. Yeah, I think Cole dropped it. Drake dropped his first project 10, Cole was 11, Kendrick was 12. So a little
a year
or so apart. Yeah, you can't deny the man though, you know. And it take a guy that's comfortable. A guy that knows oneself, a guy that don't give a fuck about public opinion. Mm-hmm. You know, like I say, I think it's big of the man to be like, hey, bro, that was goofy what I did. Like, if he know deep down that those bars really didn't bother him like that, he was more so doing it out of public perception or his homies influencing him to a degree. I don't see nothing wrong with going back and being like, hey, bro, like, I won't make another diss track by homie. Hey, you can get me. Chin up, you can get me. Next song you drop, you can get me. I'm just taking on the chin. I don't know, bro.
That's just leaving yourself too vulnerable.
But when he comes out and kicks your ass,
you just really go take it?
But what is that going to stop? That's not going to hinder anything J. Cole is doing. You think because of the things that J. Cole said, anybody going to stop listening to Kendrick? I'm going to still listen to Kendrick.
Of course.
So I don't think he really looking at it like that. And I don't think he cares. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, this is a dude that don't really care about public perception of him.
Hard to do these days.
Very hard. And to be as big as he is, that's very hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm a little bit disappointed that's what I was just about to say.
He definitely got some disappointed fans out there because of the recantment.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think if he felt that was a goofy move, bro, I give him respect for going public and saying, hey, that was goofy. I'm chilling on that. That ain't what I want to do. You know, I give him respect for that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I never let it really try to delve into how I feel about the person as a person. Right. But just in terms of hip hop, bro.
Yeah, you kind of want to see that. You kind of want to see that.
I feel like you got to leave it where it is, man. Like, they probably still would have been boys anyway, even if he hadn't recanted, I feel like he had to recant it.
I'm sure they probably, it probably wouldn't have been no real smoke.
You know what I'm saying? So let him sizzle. Let him sizzle. Don't save him.
You saying that as a fan, man. That man say that ain't shit right in his spirit.
But I have to see this dude, man. I don't want to be...
So you mean it? That's what he succumbed to by even dropping the track. Niggas like you, niggas like you wanting to see it. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Cause I ain't got a million bajillion dollars like him. I ain't got all the entertainment that I could possibly have in the world. I need this shit, nigga.
You don't need it, man. You
I need
it.
This shit.
He say it ain't sit right in the spirit, man.
Yeah, your spirit.
Let it make.
What I need to be pleasing the fans that spend their time and stream my shit.
He gave you a great project. Fuck that.
He can flip that
diss track right on the buff of it.
He did.
Because to be honest, that might have been the weakest track on the project to me. I like the whole
project. You know what? I ain't gonna lie, it really was though. I had to avoid social media like a motherfucker because I wanted to listen to it in its entirety. I ain't want to just jump to that song.
Exactly.
And I listened to it from start to finish.
That's what niggas want me to do. Niggas come to the suite. Man, you heard that track. I'm like, bro, I'm probably about halfway through it. Yeah, man, you need to listen. I'm a fan, bro.
That ain't how I listen to music.
I'm a fan. I don't really care. I didn't even expect him to.
Yeah. If it was just the track, I mean, sure. But the fact that it was a project, I was like, yeah.
Come on, man. Stop playing with Cole. You know, he's putting out good work.
That shit was hard. I ain't going to lie, though. I feel like, to me, Cole is definitely above Kendrick on the list right now.
But
if I'm being honest, it's still the boy.
Come on, man. Who don't know that?
I'm just saying.
The man got more hits than Mike, man. More number ones than Mike.
What that boy say? Prince outlive Mike Jack.
Oh, okay.
That's cute.
Who do we still revere as the GOAT?
Right.
As the king?
But ain't nobody. Yeah, let me stop. Let me not disrespect Prince, but
Prince a GOAT, but we still look at Mike as the standard.
Top tier.
Look at him as the standard. Yeah.
Top tier.
Standard. Yep.
But yeah, man, that's some fire culture news right there for y'all. In other news, we got some new NCAA women's champions. As the men are playing their game right now, I think actually.
Who cares?
As we filming, yeah, right.
Who cares?
But
who winning though?
The revenge game.
It was.
As they was calling it, South Carolina, take that thing home, man. Ended up beating 87-75. Held Caitlin Clark to a mere 30 points.
What's the field goal percentage?
Yeah, because she didn't shoot well the game before to get them to against UConn, man. She shot like, I want to say 6-4. Matter of fact, she was 1-for-6. She was 1-for-6 in the first half from three. And then
she had 6 points in the first half.
Yeah, she ended up shooting like 4-for-10 or 3-for-10. So she barely scraped by, but she wasn't bad. She was, 10-for-28 for 30 points, 5-for-13 from three. Not bad from three. Didn't get much help from her others, though. What is it looking like?
30. That's in the 30s from three.
Mid 30s.
That's about mid 30s.
Oh, you talking about from three? Nah, that's almost 50%.
5-for-13.
Because
thirties. That may be high 30s. It ain't almost 50 though.
You gonna make me pull out the calculator?
Pull it on out.
You act like I ain't Webster up in here, man.
Pull it out. I don't know if that got anything to do with Webster, but.
13.
How much is it? 37,
36? That's like 26. 26%.
Mm-hmm. That's bad. That's pretty bad.
That ain't it. That ain't what you want.
But see, the thing is, man, UConn gave him the blueprint. I think UConn's offense shot them in the foot that game.
Mm-hmm.
Because along with they kind of couldn't stop 45 on Iowa.
Everybody chill out. I know y'all did my math and checked me. That's 39%. Still ain't the best.
I knew it was high 30s. So UConn gave them the blueprint on defense. Presser.
Facts.
Whole game.
Yep. Put that boxing one in from time to time.
If you catch her on the sideline baseline, trap her. Mm-hmm. I think she got off in that first quarter, where she had like 18 of her 30 in that first quarter. You know, they had did they have a white girl on there in that first quarter?
Honestly, I didn't get to watch the game, man. I was on the road.
Watched most of it. I think they had a white chick on there. Had one of the white chicks.
Now probably one of because I was about to say they had a freshman that was like went off really. Tessa Johnson.
I'm talking about just Gordon Caitlin. This is where the game turned. When they put what's her name? I can't remember the little chick name.
For South Carolina?
Yeah. She was the point guard.
We got Tahina Popo.
She's black.
Raven Johnson.
It might have been Raven Johnson.
We got Bree Hall.
Is she the point guard?
It just say guard. It don't say which one. And see 5'9". She probably not the point guard. 6 foot. Dang, these chicks are tall at guard.
They're tall. Now they were tall over there with them, man.
5'10" freshman guard, and then 6'1" Tessa Johnson. She guard. Dang, these chicks is big for real.
That might have been Tessa, man. But anyways, they put the I can't see that. Yeah, whatchamacallit? I can't see it. Your background.
Hold on, there you go.
I still can't see it. Yeah, they put her on her maybe late first quarter or second quarter. I think she shot she might have shot 5 for 13, something horrible percentage.
Locked might up.
Have been worse than that. And she ripped her like 3 times.
Oh wow.
So once they made that change and put her on Caitlin. I mean, it was still a close game, but you was able to slow Caitlin down a lot. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? She wasn't going off. Now, what she was really making her do, like Caitlin liked to go left and shoot that three.
Right.
To that right-hand side. She kind of got like a KD thing. Remember how KD used to shoot when he first came?
Oh, yeah.
Like, kind of from the
little from Bobby, a little slingshot action.
So she kind of got a little bit of that in her shot, so... That when we have a shot like that, just make them go right. Just make them go right.
Okay.
Yeah. So they did that, man. They did that.
Well, shout out to South Carolina, man, getting that dub.
I think Don had this is her second championship. Second, right?
I couldn't tell.
Don Staley. I think this is her second championship.
Oh, she got 3 now.
She got 3. Oh, so She creeping up on Loki. Loki got 4.
Yeah. That's what's up for real.
Mm-hmm. Shout out, man. That's good, bro. That one, man, you got to think about it. Like, she's been a WNBA All-Star. I think she had, like, a couple of players of the year when she was in college.
Yeah.
Man, she's had a great career, bro. Great career.
You think you... Caitlin probably still go number one, you think, huh?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. You think okay, I'm drawing a blank right now. What's our girl from LSU name?
Angel.
Yeah, you think Angel Reese, you think she go top 3?
Probably not. They got her projected like 7 or 8 right now. So
oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, they got her projected 7 or 8 right now. So But I think the Cardosa chick, she's going to go pretty high from South Carolina to center.
Yeah, she had 19 boards in that game. My goodness.
Yep. So, yeah she's going to go. I think she'll go pretty high. But Angel will be lottery. I think Angel will be lottery.
Yeah. Man, that's what's up, man. I really hope they get the change in, like, the landscape of women's basketball, man. I ain't gonna lie, I do look forward to kind of following their career, see if they get, you know, even better, if it's more.
Yeah, man, listen, when they come and play out here, if I can, you know, if I get wind to it beforehand or whatever, I'd go check them out.
Yeah.
Like Caitlin.
Caitlin, because Caitlin.
Check them out.
And you know who else is called? I don't know what grade level she was, but that damn Paige Becker, she's a hooper, bro.
Yeah, I didn't really see that in the Final Four game, though.
I will say she need to work on defense for sure.
She didn't play well in that Final Four game.
She had some moments. I ain't gonna say she had
a big shot late. She hit a big shot late. But she didn't play well overall, I don't think, in that Final Four game.
Really?
Yeah. But Caitlin didn't either, like, for the most part.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a defensive game. But I think
matter of fact, her big carried her that game. Give her a shout out because she was all involved.
Definitely. I think number two or number three, one of them. Yeah, what's she up? Did. To my Paige or Caitlin?
Caitlin.
Oh, Stokely. Stokely.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hannah Stokely. Yep.
Yeah. She balled.
She
out.
Was cold.
I think she led them in scoring that game.
Yep, she did.
Yep.
But that's what's up, man. Man, moving on to the – oh, and by the way, for the men's, it was halftime. UConn was up 32-30, yeah. So, we'll see, man.
We shall.
So, we getting ready, man, for that NBA play-in, you understand?
Did anything move since we talked about it last week? Nothing really moved, right?
I'm about to pull it up.
I think everybody's still pretty much in that same spot. At least in the West. No, LeBron done moved up to 8, I believe. Yeah, I believe LeBron done moved. Lakers moved up to 8.
So let's see. And it's starting this week too. Tomorrow.
Who starts where?
So we got Pistons, 76ers.
No, that's the
this is just regular games. I typed in the damn play-in tournament.
That's next week. That's next week. We still got one more week. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, it don't look like it didn't change too much.
Yeah.
As far as the standings, let's look at the standings. Yeah, still 76ers, Heat, Bulls, and then for the West, Pelicans, Kings, Lakers, and Warriors. Okay, so yeah. So you see him. Look forward to talking about that next week, though. And then in cooperation with the basketball, man, got the movie of the week, Juana, man. What you know about that, man? You ever seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it before.
Funny freaking movie.
That man, I love that dress, boy. He love that dress.
Let's see. So, starring Miguel A. Nunez Jr., you may know him as Cornbread off of Life.
Biscuit.
Oh, Biscuit off of Life. You're right.
Yeah.
Good call, Carl Coles. Appreciate you. And basically plays a kind of a pompous, arrogant NBA star. Gets himself into a situation where he can no longer play in the league. So he has the bright idea, or was it his agent that put him on to it?
I think it was him. Yeah, I think it was him. It was him.
He has the bright idea. Matter of fact, I think after he accidentally or something like that got mistaken. I don't know, something like that. But he finds his way to be dressing up like a woman and trying out and making a WNBA team. And it just kind of shows through all the ins and outs of him playing with the team and going really through the whole season and going, making it to the championship. Go figure. And at the end, he actually gets out of his body and dunks the ball, breaks the rim, which reveals his wig.
Forgot where he was, huh?
It's crazy how this movie that, when did this come out? This was 2002. And it's crazy how this bears semblance to stuff that we actually see today in 2024. Not so much, I guess, with the WNBA, but we have seen male assigned males do the trans change and compete in women's athletics. Kind of why I brought the movie up. And it's just a crazy thing to see where, you know, someone would actually do that and really think that, okay, I'm being competitive and feel good about winning. And there was a story, I forget the dude's name, but the dude was an Olympic swimmer and one of the poorest Olympic swimmers until he converted and went to the trans change and, you know, won one medal in women's Olympics. And it's just like, we've had this conversation before, so we ain't gonna delve on it too long, but it's just like, why? What does it really make you feel?
Yeah, I mean, that's the system. No, I don't even really blame them. I blame the society.
Yeah, to even let them. Yeah.
Yeah. I blame the athletic board and society that makes it okay for something like that to happen. You know, to those women that have been working hard, however long, training to compete in their said sport and have a dude that was fucking ranked 100, 200 something with the men, where he should have stayed. Come over to the win to the women and shoot up to, you know, to number one. Like that's pretty bad. But and you know, this is a society that's where we at with it over here in America right now, man, and in some other countries. So I think it's only gonna get worse from here, which is pretty sad in my opinion, but
very
but
like I said, not to dwell on that. We already heard what we fare on it. They should just have their own particular separate league. But another thing that to learn from this movie, obviously, is just do not lie. No really good can come from lying. And honestly, just to be yourself, because he lost out. I think he ended up getting with her because it's a movie. But he lost out on basically a chick that he was attracted to because he was lying and trying to keep up with the facade of him being the chick on the team, and was actually trying to get her as the chick, I think, for a little bit.
I think that nigga was kind of forgetting what he was.
Yeah.
What he was at times, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was crossing lines.
Getting caught up in the lie, as we like to say in the song.
Yeah. He forgetting that he's supposed to be a woman right now.
Yeah, man. Vivica Fox would do that to you back in the day, man.
Right.
Oh man, but yeah, man, just moral of the story, man, be true to yourself, and in that aspect, you want to be fair to others as well. Don't put yourself on a higher plateau where you know that you have an advantage on somebody and then try to claim winning a competition. That's what I take from that.
You can say all that all you want, but they still gonna do it.
Yeah, you're right.
They still gonna do it.
We appreciate y'all, man, for tuning in to another episode of Rich Dreams. Of course, shout out to our guests, our Black Business shout out, Riley Avenue, for coming through with us. Make sure again that y'all catch us, man. This is it. Tomorrow is going down. Rich Dreams gonna be in there.
Tomorrow? Oh yeah, you're right.
Huh?
Yeah, no shit.
Because when we air,
you're right. Saturday, April 13th.
That's it. Tomorrow, man, we're gonna be in that thing. Catch us at Ramir Market for the network panel. Is that's what's gonna be it, right?
It's at Ramir Market. So it's actually a 3-day event. Which I think they're gonna do, you know, like the pop-up stuff on Saturday. I think they're gonna I did a Zoom meeting with them early this week. They said they were gonna have like a couple of podcasts that that'll probably come and ask each brand some questions about the brand and stuff like that. So, and then I think Sunday they'll have like an actual fashion show, which I've made. I'm gonna see if I can maybe get some of the merch on a model or two. But I won't be probably won't be able to make that. You know, we got other obligations or whatever Sunday. So, but yeah, it's like a whole weekend thing. I think it's something going on Friday too. But we will be there Saturday from 11 to 5. Pull up. They're gonna have hors d'oeuvres. They're gonna have might have a little drink in there. You know me, I can't use a pen in the car.
You know, you come from under the table with it.
Coming from under the table with it. You know. But yeah, man, come out. I think it's going to be a great time. It's going to have a lot of different brands, of course, from, you know, brands out of Ramirez Market Store. I think they're going to have people doing, you know, just like a regular pop up, maybe somebody selling candles, jewelry, you know, all types of stuff. So I think it's going to be a pretty big event. It's going to be upstairs and downstairs from what they're telling me. So,
fire. Yeah. All right. Man, we appreciate y'all again. Make sure y'all tap in with us for that. And you thought I was gonna forget, didn't you? Make sure.
Come on, man, Young Phase One. Let's go. I might get a game or so in tonight. Y'all check me out, man.
Yeah. Big Twitch. Let's go. We appreciate y'all, man. Y'all stay tapped in with us. Make sure you following everything. Make sure you following the show at The Rich Dream Show. Make sure you following us on socials. Hey, and make sure you dreaming big. You understand me?
Yeah.
Dream big, think big, be big.
Yes, sir.
The Rich Dream Show vibe. Deuces.